This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Smoke was seen rising over the Gaza Strip Sunday as Israeli strikes continued to hit the besieged enclave on Christmas Eve, and gunfire was audible as night fell. Apparently, we don't have that audio. More than 20,000 Palestinians have been killed in Israel's war to destroy Hamas, and more than 53,000 have been wounded, according to health officials in Gaza, which is ruled by the Islamic militant group for the past 16 years, Hamas, and Hamas is a designated U.S. terror organization. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Sunday dismissed reports that the United States had convinced Israel not to expand its military activity. Again, I apologize, we're having audio difficulties. Speaking in a video, the Israeli Prime Minister said that he appreciated the United States' firm stand in the UN Security Council and that Israel would fight in Gaza until there was a complete victory, however long it took. An Israeli-affiliated merchant vessel was struck by an uncrewed aerial vehicle off India's west coast, British maritime security firm Ambry said on Saturday, in the first such known attack so far away from the Red Sea since the Gaza War. The hit on one of the vessels follows drone and missile attacks at the Red Sea by Iran-backed Houthis, who say they are supporting Palestinians under siege by Israel in the Gaza Strip. Preliminary results by Chad's Electoral Commission show Sunday that voters had adopted a new constitution by 86%, which is promoted by the country's military rulers, but also denounced by opposition politicians. This